Now Sarah's been a prisoner her whole life, but freely wandered the streets. She could go wherever she wanted and see who she wanted to see. The nightclubs were the playground. Behind those bars, she'd never be free. She could do whatever she wanted, but not be who she knew she should be. No criminal record, no brushes with the law, aside from a slap on the wrist at 24. After a neighbour who had been keeping score of late night music called the police to her door. But she could never resist an encore, cause the flat was packed and friends on the floor were calling out to hear one more when it was 4 in the morning and getting hardcore. But Sarah was used to that urgent knock, like the law used to kickstart the nerves. It'd been rattling her skull as long as she could remember, but she knew it's not what she deserved. Got your back, dude, I'm with you, mate. Just square up and don't let them in. Come the calls from the room as she walks to the door, turns the key and lets it begin. "Are you Mr. Stephen Jones?" said the uniformed man as his colleague eyed Sarah up and down. "Unfortunately, I am," answered Sarah. "But one day I hope you'll see past that," she frowned. "Are you the householder?" the other replied. Sarah said, "I'm the tenant for now. Renting is a transient thing, and with luck I'm not sticking around." "Well, sir, we've logged a number of noise complaints received from the flat below for confiscating the sound-making equipment, and now I need you to know that this is a final warning. And if we return, we'll be pressing a charge." Sarah says, "I understand," steps back from the door, kissing the front room sarge. And as they barge past, one looks Sarah in the eyes and releases his puffed out chest and says, "Take a moment like this as a wake-up call. In the end, it is for the best. I can see you are a bright young man, so mend your ways while you have the choice left. Things must change now," said the other. "You're telling me," she whispered under her breath. And as the raid ensued, the world around Sarah blurred, but her resolve was clear. She wasn't Steve, she'd never been, and it was time to face the fear. And she can count on one hand those friends who visit her living room now. The flat is a distant memory. It's funny how things turn out. She doesn't like to dwell on the years that followed that day. Turns out the foundations of friendship grow as strong as the bars of a cage. But now she's broken out. Those breaths of freedom are sweeter than what's gone. Life should not be a sentence. Write the chapters as you go along. Life should not be a sentence. Write the chapters as you go along. And remember, you don't have to be pretty. You don't have to be rich, no matter what they say. And it doesn't matter if you don't have rainbows day after day. You'll be okay, sir.